Paul, right, look in your Bibles to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. Brother Tim, if you run this down. Brother Lamb, Miss Kate, I forgot to give you this Bible up here a minute ago. I done told y'all I'm about scattered brain today. And I want to give that to you from the church for little Evelyn. And what a blessing. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter number 17. And I'll begin reading in verse number 14. Matthew chapter 17. And beginning in verse number 14, you will and able stand today. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to read a few verses and then we'll pray and let you be seated. Then I'm going to read a lot more verses before I give you my thought. But I want to try to help by the help of the Lord to preach what He's put upon our heart today. Matthew chapter 17, beginning in verse number 14. The Bible says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. He is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithful and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today one more time to gather with your people in your house. I pray now for just a few minutes, just strengthen my voice and my body. I pray, give me clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Give me unction of the Holy Ghost that the word would go forth in power. I pray for that that's lost this morning. Oh, that the Spirit of God would so convict them that they'd repent and run to you and be saved at this very morning. I pray, help us as your people. Thank you, Lord God, for each one that's assembled here. I pray, Lord, you'll be glorified in all that we say and do. And we'll thank and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice here in Matthew chapter 17, let me read verse 14 and 15 again. The Bible says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. He is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. Then look over at Mark chapter 7. I'm going to read several different, about three events here with different people, and then get to my thought. Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse number 24. And Mark chapter 7, verse 24. The Bible says, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyneside and entered in to a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. Then look at Luke chapter 8. I'm going to get some of you caught up on your Bible reading this morning. Amen. Luke chapter 8. And I'll begin reading in verse 4. 40. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 40. The Bible says, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Then skip down to verse number 49. Verse 49, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded, "Give her meat." And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. I've read to you this morning, have three different parents here, a dad, two dads and a mom that we find who have a child that's in a bad way. Two of them are devil possessed, and then one is lying at the point of death and she does die. Now, here's where I want to go with my thought this morning. As you think about the situation that all these parents were in, I thought about children of our day. Ladies and gentlemen, we all would admit this. Our world's got worse. It's not getting better. Man is getting worse and worse and worse. Iniquity is abounding on every side. And by the way, whether you want to believe it or not, there is still demon-possessed people in our world this very day. That's why they act like they do. That's why they have the response that they do. There are multitudes who have so opened themselves up that the very devils have came on the inside of them, and they are devil-possessed. Then you add in the problems that we just have in general, how that there's an attack on the family, how that our children are bombarded with sin on every side, every day. Then you add in just the life's problems, learning how to do certain things as you're trying to teach your children. I got thinking about that for several days. The world and our families, and I want to preach just a minute, not only to dads, but to moms too. I preach on this subject. Who will cry for the children? Who will cry for the children? Understand something. Children must be guided. Children must be taught. And every child is not taught the ways of God. We just finished Bible school up. Had several children come in on the buses. You understand that could have been their only opportunity to ever hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we run the bus for Bible school, to reach children who otherwise would never hear, would never know. I'm telling you, friend, today we look at children and the sadness and the heartbreak and the burdens. I'm telling you, somebody needs to do as these parents and cry out to God. Amen. Hey, we ought to be a praying people whether are saved. Parents, I said this at Mother's Day, I'm saying again, our children ought to hear us pray. Amen. Hey, they shouldn't have to go somebody else to pray for them. You hear me? They ought to be able to have you pray for them. Now, I'm going to say this too, and I'll get to my thought. If you're lost, you can't pray for your children. Amen. You don't have access to God. Why? The blood's not been applied. You can't come through Christ because you're not saved. Amen. Hey, there's been instances already as the debt that I've faced in a few short years. I'm going to tell you, friend, I'm glad that I had access to the very God of heaven, and his ear was open and his hand was outstretched and he heard me and he helped me. Amen. Oh, friend, today, who will cry for the children? There's three things I'll look at. It's in all three cases I've read to you today. These 3 points are, and I want to look at them just a few minutes. My heart's burdened. My heart's pulling at me to preach this morning. It's this never shouting material, but yet can I say it ought to be found evident in us. And friend, we can enjoy the benefits and reap the benefits of this. Can I say, first of all, these parents had a burden for the children. They were brokenhearted over the condition of their children. Now, I thought about this burden for the children. And let me say, this burden showed three things. First, it shows that there's a problem that only Christ can handle. Nobody else could make the difference in these children's lives but the Lord. Amen. Sometimes as parents, we think we can fix everything. Well, what we can fix, we should. But there's gonna be those occasions and those situations you can't fix it. It's out of your hand. And the only hope and the only help that your child has is the Lord God of heaven. That's the only hope that these children had. You see, the disciples couldn't even cast out this man's boy's devil, couldn't get it out. The Syrophoenician woman couldn't do anything. Jairus couldn't do anything. It was a problem that only Christ could handle. You're going to have such occasions for you young couples. I promise you that. There's going to be times that sickness comes, and then there's going to be times as a child gets older, a spirit of rebellion can get in your child. And by the way, everybody look here, you ain't exempt from that. This pulpit's not exempt from that. Amen. Sometimes it's a situation that we can't do a thing about, but God can. Amen. We see they all had a problem that only Christ could handle. But this burden for their child, seeing they couldn't do anything, can I say, it pulled them to Christ. Amen. Can I say this to everybody that's saved? When trouble comes, that from within pulls you toward the Lord. Amen. You begin to seek God. And man, you know the problem's out of hand, out of your hand, but it's not out of his hand. Amen. Oh, that pull. They all came to Jesus. This man, Matthew 17, Syrophoenician woman, Mark 7, Jairus and Luke 8, they all came to the Lord. There was a pull that way. Boy, I promise you, in life, there's been what some would call simple things that I couldn't fix, and yet there was a pull for me to go to the Lord. I'll show you how simple things can be. The Lord reminded me of this Friday night, early hours of Saturday morning. We've always homeschooled our children, and the reason we have, and this is the reason why we do, is the amount that I travel and preach revival meetings. I wanted my family with me. I didn't want to leave them behind. I wanted to have my children near me. I wanted to help my wife raise them, because when we're at church, she had to take care of them when they was little. I've never sat with a child. I never have. I've been preaching the whole time. I don't know what it is to wrestle with a child in church. I don't. My wife's wrestled 3 and 4 at a time. Amen. But I was up preaching, so I don't know anything about it. But then there, because of homeschooling, sometimes you run into difficulties with a child learning sometime. Elijah was having a little trouble learning to read. It was bothering me. We had all the skills and all the stuff trying to teach him. And this is simple. I mean, this ain't, to you ain't a big deal, but it was me. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's important children learn to read, and they do, and they achieve greatly in school. Amen. We ain't here trying to raise folk ignorant. Amen. Ignorance is free. They need to be learned something. Right? Well, I got to praying about that because, man, we was trying to teach him phonics. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That don't work with every child. It don't. He couldn't grasp phonics. It bothered me to the point it pulled me to my secret place. And I got him there. We was living in Burnsville at the time. My office was in our house. And I went in there and I began to pray. I said, Lord, you said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give all men liberty. That break not, it shall be given him. And I said, Lord, I need some wisdom. Amen. It seems simple, but hey, God's interested in simple too. And as I was praying, I said, Lord, I want him to know how to read well. And man, I was struggling, I was tore up. And the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart, said, look up at your bookshelf. And I lifted my eyes, and probably a few months before, being nostalgic, I guess, I bought some Dick and Jane books that taught me how to read. And my eyes landed on, the Holy Ghost said, there's your answer. You know what? In a matter of days, he picked it up. Amen. Now, again, that may not seem big, but it was troubling me. Then again, I've had other things with sickness and heartaches come that it pulled me to Christ. Amen. Some of you know what it is to have children with great illness, sickness, trouble. Oh, and how it burdens you and how it's something you can't handle. And yet if there's a pull in you, had to go to Christ. Amen. Hey, friend, not only there's a problem, only Christ can handle the pull to Christ, but there's a position before Christ that they all took. This man kneeled down before the Lord. And the Syrophoenician woman got at the feet of Jesus, and so did Jairus. Amen. They fell down before the Lord. I want to tell you something. Your position as you approach God, I'm talking about from your heart, really matters. Amen. When the scripture said to come boldly to the throne of grace, that is not the idea you've been a smart aleck. Amen. It just means you don't have to have fear. He's your Father, and you can come into Him with your needs. But you know, there's always that response of our heart. When I go to pray, I find myself a bowing down. Amen. Not only physically, but in my heart, more importantly, my heart bows before God. Amen. Hey, I promise you this, whatever's going on with your child, the best place for you to stay most of your time at is at the feet of Jesus. That's where there's help. Amen. Amen. Hey, friend, there was a burden for these children. There was something going on, and they knew we've got to get to the Lord. And then may I say not only the burden for the children, but number two, there's the beseeching for the children. That word beseeches, you find Romans 12. That's where we're coming in praying. We're begging. We're asking. Hey, these all besought the Lord with their trouble. Can I say something here and understand me? Three things about this beseeching to the Lord for these children. Number one, it's a humble cry. There ain't no arrogance, son, when you're down to bottom. Amen. When your world's crashed, everything's turning to sand, hey, I promise you, your cry to God will be a humble cry. This man said, Lord. Amen. He was submitting. He was yielding. He was bowing. It was a humble cry. But let me say also, it was an honest cry. What do you mean by that, preacher? They all told the Lord plainly what was wrong with their child. The first boy's got a devil, and he keeps jumping into fire and jumping into water. He's demon-possessed. Syrophoenician's daughter's the same way, devil-possessed. Jairus' daughter at the point of death. What good would it do for these parents to come to the Lord and say, now, my child's a good child. Now, they got some, you know, some wrongs and things that ain't all, but they're not a bad child. You know what would happen in their situation? Nothing. Right. Wouldn't nobody got better? Because they wouldn't be honest. But they were honest what was going on. Amen. Hey, some of you parents need to get honest before God about your children. Amen. Hey, if they're not living right, they're not living right. Tell the Lord on them. Amen. Don't go tell everybody else. Go tell the Lord. Amen. Oh, hey, they were honest in their cry. They said, Lord, here's what's wrong. This is the trouble. This is pinpointed. This is it. Lord, we need you to help us. Amen. Too many in our day don't want others to think they're not super bionic Baptist. Amen. They want everybody to think their children are all superior. They can do no wrong. But I got news for you. They walking in flesh, and that's the only way they can. They got some real serious problems. My children and your children. Amen. There is no way I will take my children's side when I get told something at first. I bring it all out in the open because I know my children can do what anybody else's child can do. And some of you need to learn that too. Amen. They are not saints. They're not angels. If they're angels, they're fallen. Amen. What's holding the halo up is horns. Right? Hey, we were that way and our children are that way. Amen. Hey, we find that they had to become honest with the Lord. They could not, can I just say it in country talk? They couldn't hem and haw around about it. They had to go straight to it. Amen. It's what you need to do. If there's something going on, and we ought to be praying for kids outside the church as well. Hey, there's problems on every side, and deal with it honestly. May I also say this? This was a heartfelt cry. Because I'm telling you, that's where it came from. This was not a recited prayer. This was a cry that came from the innermost being. They began to cry out before God. You know, there is a difference in praying and praying, don't you? Now, something looked a little strange, right? There's a difference in praying and praying. You can say a prayer, or you can really pray. Now, most of us, be real honest, that a lot of our praying is saying prayers. Our routine that we go through, that so we can say, I prayed today. But when you get beyond saying prayers and your heart begins seeking God, your heart begins to cry out before God. There's a world of a difference in that praying and you saying a little prayer. Amen. Oh, friend, we find they were beseeching the Lord on behalf of their children. We see the burden for the children, beseeching for the children. Number three, I'm about done. It's a blessing for the children. You see, there was a result come out of this, and I'll hit that in a second. But let me say this. Someone reached the Lord for each of these kids. I want everybody to look at me just a minute. I want you to be honest with yourself for God. Can you reach the Lord? If you're saved, you can. If you're lost, you can't. Someone had to take after the Lord. Amen. Hey, it's the answer for your children. It's the answer for our church. It's an answer for our nation. Somebody has got to go get the Lord. Amen. Someone, that dad, that mom, hey, in these different passages, they reached out to the Lord. Amen. Hey, not only did someone reach the Lord, listen to this, the Savior responded. He heard them. Now, I'll say this about the Syrophoenician woman just a minute. There's a lot of preaching can be done on her. She's a Gentile. That's what the discussion is about in that text. The bread belongs to the children, not to the dogs. Why did he say dogs? Because that's the way Gentiles were perceived and looked at by the Jewish world. We as Gentile dogs. Amen. But she said, Lord, even the dogs get to eat the crumbs from those children. Oh, are you listening? Hey, she was getting a God response. Hey, you're going to get what you've asked for now. Amen. Hey, understand something. The Lord does answer. Now, sometimes it's not always maybe the way you want it. Sometimes it's neither yes or no at the moment. It could be wait. You hear me? Some of you have been praying a good while for children. You're burdened for them. Hey, don't quit. Don't give up. Hey, the Lord does hear you. Amen. Hey, I'm glad when I pray and I get those definite answers. But when there's a way, I just keep on going back and going back and going back till God moves on the situation. Amen. And then let me say this. With all three here, there were supernatural results. Things were done that nobody else could get the credit for it. Just the Lord. I want to tell you something, friend. God still works wonders. You get talking like that around Baptists, and I am an independent Baptist, have been all my life. But I want to tell you something. I'm not afraid of talking about His wonders or His miracles. I'm not going to let a crowd that's all they talk about and all they're after is money and all that business. I'm not going to let that crowd rob me of enjoying what God can do. Amen. He is a supernatural working God. Amen. Hey, He cast those devils out. He raised that girl from the dead. Hey, He's got power to do anything. Amen. Hey, friend, we find that these children were in a bad way and these parents moved toward the Lord. I'm going to say this in closing today because I believe with all my heart that we need to have that real burden, that beseeching, and then we'll see the blessings for our children. I believe as parents, it's more necessary that we pray than we've ever prayed before. I mean that. We're outnumbered. We have no way of our own flesh to fix these situations, but we have a God who is alive and well, the true and only God that can do something in our situations. Oh, friend, the Lord is interested in our children. And just as we dedicated this for the day, I believe all of us have done that in our heart, giving back to the Lord. And I tell you, with all my soul, I want my children to know the Lord. I really do. It ain't about how much money they can make. That's never been my driving force as a daddy. Never have. I want them well educated. I want them to know what is to work and have good work ethics. Hey, but I want them above everything to know the Lord. Amen. If you make millions and you die lost, them millions was no good. Amen. I want them to know the Lord. It thrills me. And as I've seen my children get saved, still praying for one. But as I see them that are saved and see them made those moves toward God and growing in the Lord, there ain't nothing thrills me more than that. Nothing thrills me more than that. I want them saved, but I don't just want them saved to miss hell. I want them saved and serving. Amen. Got one saved, but she ain't living for the Lord like she ought to. And I'm a praying I've got the Holy Ghost on her trail. I've done told the Lord on her and told her I've told the Lord on her. Amen. Hey, don't be afraid. Let your kids know you're talking to the Lord about them. Amen. They need to hear that. Hey, my children all can tell you they've heard me pray for them to get saved. They've heard me to pray that God would use them. They've heard me pray. We're in a day that everybody wants to pray silent, but the majority of praying in the Bible is out loud. That's right. You can pray silent, yes. But the majority of praying this Bible is out loud. So I'm going to pray out loud. Amen. Hey, we need to pray for our children like never before. They're facing stuff that boggles my mind today. I never faced some things some of them are facing. That's right. Hey, we've got an onslaught on the family in America in particular. I don't even know how it is in other countries. I just know in America, there is an onslaught on our families. Our families are under attack from the wicked one. Amen. Oh, friend, today, mom, dad, can I urge you to be that prayer warrior for your children? Now, we share burdens one another here. Pray my child's life. That's good. We need to do that. You need to do that. And we pray together, and we need to do that. But you need to pray yourself. Amen. It ain't us giving prayer requests and everybody else does the praying. Amen. But it's us as individuals to start with praying. And then join with somebody else because Jesus said if any two would touch and agree. And I still believe that's in the Bible because it is. And I still believe that and I practice that. Join in with somebody else of praying. But I'm a praying myself first. Amen. I pray today. Listen, Father's Day, Mother's Day, they're not the easiest times for me to preach. They're not. People's minds on getting things done today and going to eat today. But the Holy Ghost put this on me, and I hope you're wise enough to grab a hold of it and put it to practice. Because, friend, we're seeing our children bombarded by sin in the world today. And they need somebody standing up, somebody interceding on their behalf. Father, take the message now. Use it for your honor and for your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you said. Take it now, seal it to our hearts in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've done my best to preach the message God's been astir in my heart for several days. I pray you'll respond well to it this morning. Folk are already coming. I'm going to ask you to stand. As you stand, your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. Folk are slipping out of their pews, come to the altars. That's good. Mamas, daddies, come on. I tell you, they need to know you're concerned about them. They need to know you're praying for them. Don't you give up on them. Their life may be in a wreck right now, but God can do something about it. If you're not saved this morning, would you come? We'd love to take the Bible, show you how to be saved. Christians are praying, will you come while we sing this morning? Folk are doing business with the Lord. Will you do business? If you can't bow, I'd right there in your pew pray. But if you could walk and bow, I'd come to the altar.